My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
It's EV news briefly for Friday 19th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, and it needs to be because today's podcast is 28 minutes long. So save yourself some time and listen to this version. We'll start with news today about the Tesla Cybertruck. Now, these are monthly registrations, and this isn't official data, but this does look like it outsold the Ford F-150 Lightning in the month of May, which would make it the US's most popular electric pickup truck. I guess. Over the year, the F-150 Lightning still beats the Cybertruck. That was interesting. Starbucks and Mercedes-Benz announced a new charging network in California's I-5 using 400 kilowatt DC fast chargers, both NACS and CCS plugs on those, and they will go in the ground from next year, so you can recharge yourself and your car. Here in the UK, the new Arniq 5 has gone on sale. You can now order that, and it's got a price reduction of £3,500 as well for the base model, and that's got even better because the batteries have got bigger. So the old 58 and 73 kilowatt hour batteries are now 63 and 84 kilowatt hours, and you get, you know, a rear wiper. What's not to love? And lots of good improvements, new goodies on the Arniq 5, which I think this kind of midlife refresh was probably needed, but like I say, the base model even getting a discount as well. We love that. Audi also reintroducing the smaller Q4 35 spec, which went a couple of years ago, that whole supply chainy semiconductor thing which was going on when the world was a bit weird. They're bringing it back, and it's on sale now in Germany for €45,000. It was previously offered with a 52 kilowatt hour battery. It's now back with the 55 kilowatt hour battery, 52 usable, 227 miles, that's 365 kilometers of range, and that's the new 35 trim of the Q4 e-tron. Volvo had some stellar financial results in Q2 this year. Their best ever operating profit on a quarter of $776 million. That's 8.2 billion Swedish krona. The success being put down to electric and hybrid vehicles, 48% of their entire business now. But they've got to get their software sorted because there's plenty of Volvo EX30 customers out there who are saying, hey, this isn't fully baked. Can you please get it sorted? The Cupra Born VZ is the high-performance version of the Cupra Born. You think about the GTXs at the VW brand. This is all VW, of course. And so the Cupra Born gets the new bigger battery, the better motors, starts at £44,000 here in the UK, and it'll do the 0-60 sprint in about 5.6 seconds. Now, Ferrari are saying that their first EV is on track. The CEO, Benedetto Vigna, saying that they will do it in the right way and that buyers will be both Ferrari fans but also tech-savvy buyers who haven't previously come to Ferrari for a high-performance car. Now, Stellantis are expanding their eRoutes app, which they say makes in-route navigation and charging better. It does work in the car, but only if you plug your phone in through Apple and Android Auto, so it's not native to the cars. But hopefully, as it's on your mobile phone, it's using the latest data, rolling out to all the Stellantis brands now, and the cars that didn't previously have it should make charging, planning your route and charging better. The UK has said they're not going to do the tariffs that the EU are doing on Chinese cars. Obviously, we have a new government here that's been voted in, and our new business secretary saying they're watching the situation, but at the minute, no plans because it would make the cars more expensive for UK buyers. And so, bit of a difference there to our European counterparts. We won't be putting the tariffs on those cars. And some good news, because used EV sales are surging as prices are dropping. Many people are now looking at it as a price parity situation, as cars, new EVs, have been coming off those 2, 3, 4 year lease agreements onto the used market.